This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Two items with which to set up the next 2 minutes of this program now. Number one, new claims for unemployment benefits came out this morning. Another 712,000 Americans lost their jobs last week. Down from earlier, but not down enough. Item number two, Congress still just rumors of a relief deal, and time is running short, which has gotten us of a mind to talk about this.
A double-dip recession is when a second recession begins before the recovery from the first recession is complete.
Double-dip recession. Martha Olney is a professor of economics at the University of California, Berkeley.
And the analogy I like to use is when you're in the hospital and you have surgery. You come out of surgery and you're in recovery and you're making progress, and then all of a sudden you have a relapse.
They're actually pretty rare double-dip recessions. Last time we had one here, it's about 40 years ago.
The first part of the double-dip recession starts at the end of 1979, early 1980, and that's related to interest rates being quite high in response to the second OPEC crisis, which again drove gas prices and inflation very, very high.
But
now remember that 1980 is an election year. Ronald Reagan was elected the first time in November of 1980. And then early in 81 and into 82, under the new administration, when the battle was to really kill the inflation, the interest rates were raised even higher.
Higher here means upwards of 20%, the Paul Volcker years, if you remember those. That stalled the recovery, brought on another recession, thus the double dip. Now, why are we talking about it today? Virus cases are spiking. Congress is, we don't really know. And for months now, more than 20 million people have been getting unemployment benefits.
And we know, for instance, that the unemployment insurance that people have been receiving is running out at the end of December. And so there are some serious headwinds coming in January of 2021.
Headwinds like protections against foreclosures and evictions expiring in just a couple of weeks, help for state and local governments running out, and the likelihood that a bunch of the jobs that have been lost during this pandemic simply are not coming back.